Radio Graffiti. Radio Graffiti.
Oni su ljudi kao ti i ja. Oni žele da rade, žele da doprinesu zajednicama. Kao ti i ja, oni traže dostojanstven život, slobodu, sigurnost. Ipak, za razliku od tebe i mene, oni su ostavili ceo svoj život iza leđa. Dolaze u naš komšiluk da počnu iz početka. Žele da budu sigurni da će njihova deca sutra moći da krenu u školu. Baš kao junakinja ove epizode Radio Grafita.
Ja sam Viktorija, ja sam iz Ukrajine, iz Kijeva, također ja sam samo izbeglica.
Ruska agresija na Ukrajinu proizvela je u samo prvim mjesecima milijone izbeglica koji su utočište tražile na zapadu u susjednim zemljama. Viktorija je bila jedna od njih. Srpski je naučila taman toliko da se uvek može snaći, no nedovoljno za intervju. Razgovor smo vodili na engleskom. Ovo je priča o tome kako je Viktorija od bega iz Kijeva stigla do toga da pomaže drugim izbeglicama kroz program International Rescue Committee. Njena priča počinje 24. februara 2022. godine u Zoru. Probudili su je zvuci aviona.
I remember it was really foggy, so I couldn't see anything from my window. I just heard the sounds. And then my closest friends started to call me and they started that Vika, there were. We started to check the news on our phones. Mostly Ukrainians use a lot of Telegram channels. So we saw the pictures, the videos with the aircraft, with the tanks, with the, you know, these military cars and so on around Kyiv. And at that moment, I woke up my children and we went to my parents' house. And that day, first day, we stayed there for a night. So it's also in Kyiv, but in another region. And the next day, 25th of February, I was woke up because of a lot of messages and calls I received. And I was informed that opposite our building, the house was bombed.
Otišli su da vide svoju ulicu i ugledali posljedice velikog razaranja. U tom trenutku doneli su odluku da moraju otići iz Kijeva.
So we went to our apartment, grabbed some clothes, you know, the most important, and we started our journey to the borders on the western part of Ukraine. So we were thinking to move through Hungary or other countries. So this journey took us... So for you to understand, it's 1,000 kilometers from Kyiv to the border. So it took us around 27 hours. Usually it takes about 8 hours.
Putevi su bili zakrčeni. Kolone automobila kretale su se ka zapadnom izlazu iz Kijeva. Ljudi su panično bežali od bombardovanja.
When we were leaving Kyiv region, you know, we were standing in the huge queues and through the fields, we saw the helicopters which were bombed, everything, you know, like kids, children, my children were sitting really quiet in the car, just looking through the window and thinking what to do.
Kada su konačno stigli do granice, shvatili su da je muškarcima zabranjen izlazak iz zemlje. Njihovi prijatelji su ih čekali, ali Viktorija odbila da napusti zemlju bez supruga. Ostali su u malom mestu u Karpatima. Tu su proveli naredna dva mjeseca.
Luckily, my husband, he has a sister who lives in Serbia. She is married to a Serbian guy. And he proposed me, why don't I and my children just move there for summer time.
Ali pre odlaska u Srbiju, bilo je potrebno pobrinuti se za roditelje njenog muža, koji su bili u mnogo većoj opasnosti.
They used to live in Zaporizhia region, but their territory, their village was occupied from the first first days. And my mother-in-law, she was really sick and she needed immediately, you know, like an operation. And we forced them to move to Serbia to their daughter. So in the middle of April, we assisted them to go to the borders, and their daughter, she met them on Hungarian side.
Kada su roditelji bili spašeni, vreme je bilo za evakuaciju Viktorije i njihovih sinova.
We came to Serbia 1st of May. Yes, so we stayed near the Belgrade. It's a small village, really nice. And my husband, he returned to Kyiv at the beginning of May, and afterwards, in 2 weeks, I think he called me and told me, like, you should stay in Serbia, please don't return, because Kyiv is absolutely empty, no one's here, there is no food in the supermarkets. It was like really tough times for him.
Bilo je teško progutati takvu odluku. Razgovarali su o tome da ona i deca ostanu zauvek u Srbiji, da se više nikada ne vrate u Kijev. Prevelik je to bio zalogaj za Viktoriju koja nije želela život bez supruga. Ipak, njena snaja je predložila da potraži posao. Mislila je, tako će pomoći sebi i deci, a i lakše prekratiti strah i brigu zbog onih koje je ostavila iza sebe. Srećom, kako sama kaže, lokalno stanovništvo ih je primilo najljubaznije moguće.
She found me one position and I applied. But at that time, when we moved to Serbia, from the first days, she helped me to enroll my kids to local school. To be honest, Serbian people are so nice, and they were helping us a lot of, yes. And basically, my children from middle of May went to a local school. Teachers were helping them to learn the language and so on. So it was really hard, but we managed it.
Posao koji je snaja našla bio organizaciji NVO International Rescue Committee. Prijavila se za jednu od pozicija na projektu Refugee Info Central Europe. To je projekat koji je imao misiju da razvije sajtove u 5 zemalja sa 7 lokalnih organizacija. Saradnja je postojala s Bugarskom, Češkom, Slovačkom, Moldavijom i Mađarskom. Organizacija ima kancelariju u Beogradu, odakle su ljudi koordinirali rad na lokalnim sajtovima u susednim državama. Cilj je bio pružati sve moguće važne informacije o tome kako izbeglice mogu ostvariti svoja prava u svim oblastima od države do države.
At first time when you enter the country and you're trying to search some information where to apply for to apply for the refugee documents, you know, to know something about the medical system, insurance, medical insurance, everything, like how to enroll children to the school, where to search the accommodation, the free accommodation or the renting apartment, how to use the public transportation and so on.
Razvili su gigantsku mrežu naloga na socijalnim mrežama, Viberu, Telegramu, Facebooku, Instagramu. Izbeglice nisu samo tražile informacije o tome kako ostvariti osnovna prava, već i kako opstati, pokrenuti posao, započeti drugi život. Vrlo brzo je shvatila koliko zapravo vredi njen angažman u ovoj organizaciji.
For example, at that time when I was working with IRC, I had a friend of mine, one of them, she used to live in Bulgaria, and another one, and she still there in Slovakia. And I shared with them contacts of our partners, their social media channels, and my friends were so grateful to have this information because they could find there everything that they needed. Some people were searching for missing people. Some of them were needed to some psychological consultation or mental consultation, you know. And we fulfilled all this information in our track, so we tracked it. And afterwards, we were making like the list of main topics, common topics among refugees, and send it to our partners. So they, our partners, they wrote a lot of articles. They posted on their website, so people could find it on internet. It was really, really detailed.
Ali taj angažman imao i drugu stranu. Shvatila je koliko izbjeglicama u Srbiji nedostaje ovako uređen sistem informacija.
Once when we went to monitoring visits to one of our partners and we attended the info sessions that they were conducted for the refugees. To be honest, I was sitting like with an open mouth and I was like turning to my colleague, you know I need those info sessions in Serbia because I have no idea about your health medical care system. I have no idea how to do some papers and so on. And people, our colleagues, they were explaining everything really detailed, step by step, what to do, where to go, what documents you have to fill in and so on. So when I heard this information directly from our partners and I saw how they are operating, I immediately, you know, like spread this information among my refugee friends. Even in Serbia, when I met people, when I went to the language courses, even there I met people who were searching this information and I was helping them directing where you can find this information or where you can find that.
Viktorija je svedok da je ovako razrađen sistem pomogao hiljadama izbjeglica iz Ukrajine. Zahvalna što postoji takva mreža i što je imala priliku da pomogne koliko može. Ona smatra da su države te koje su same morale misliti na pomoć izbjeglicama. Od samog početka ruske agresije na Ukrajinu na zapadnoj granici zemlje radilo je mnogo volontera koji su pomagali porodicama i pojedincima koji su bežali od rata. Bilo je međutim i prevaranata koji su neoprezne mogli da uvedu mračni svet radnog ili seksualnog ropstva.
Who were living in the Ukraine? It was women with children without knowing the language. So there were some cases bad cases on the borders, yes, so where the scammers were operating. You don't know whom to trust. There were a story that they propose accommodation with the employment. So, and the first thing that they are asking, I need your documents to fulfill some papers. I need your passport. And that's it. They took the passport and they bring people somewhere, I don't know what kind of place, and they forced them to work. They are not paying their money that they were promised to pay.
I tu su informacije koje pružala mreža IRC došle do punog značaja. Bukvalno su spašavale gole živote.
If you're telling to police, yes, that my friend is forced somewhere and he's like locked there without any passport and so on. So police, they through their protocols, they can react, for example, in 3-4 days. But in this situation, you should react really immediately. And I remember that there was written that some volunteer organization, they helped to take away this woman from those scammers and they went to the police. And yes, finally, she was located in some accommodation center for refugees to help her.
Viktorija je, treba i to reći, pre rata bila recepcionarka u hotelu. Bavila se turizmom i cijelog života radila direktno s ljudima. To joj je znatno olakšalo posao u Srbiji.
It's in my blood to have these communication skills with people. I do understand them because all my life I was working with people directly. When I got this job, for me it was crucial, important and I had this strong desire to help people. Especially when I was at that time in their shoes. So I knew what they were thinking of. I knew that were what they needed.
Ipak njena avantura u Srbiji završila se posle godinu i po. Viktorija se sa sinovima vratila u Kijev gdje deli sudbinu svojih sugrađana. Evo i razloga za njihov odlazak.
It's really hard to live without your family. I mean, in my case, my first place in my family, it's my husband. And I'm raising two boys. And I know that they love him a lot and he loves them a lot. And for me, it's, I couldn't stand that anymore. I want them to be in full family, you know, to have mother and father and to live. Even time passes, you know, even sometimes you think that you can last connection with your partner. My oldest son, he loves everything. He loved and he still loves Serbia, and he really excited when we come there. And my younger son, he was okay, but he really strongly wanted to return, and he was asking me all the time when we will return, when we will return. To be honest, my husband, he was against this decision. He didn't want us to return. But for now, luckily, they have everything. They have a school. They are going to school every day. Like, they have full life.
A život u Kijevu teče po nekoj čudnoj rutini. Viktorija je srećna što se vratila, ali dileme i dalje postoje.
Sometimes in the nights when the siren works, when I hear or see some explosions, but it was long time ago. Now it's much more calm here. I was thinking, like, did I made the right decision to return? But at the same time, I'm still thinking, because on our governmental level, they are changing the laws, and I have two boys, and I think one day they can be mobilized. And you're still thinking about this. I hope that the war will end soon. We all want that. But yeah, who knows? I don't know. Some people I know, there are some friends of mine who left their families here, even husband, and moved and said, that's it, we won't return. For them, it's okay. For me, it's really hard, you know. And even boys, they return here and they are so happy. Even if the siren works, they go to the basements at school, they stay there, they understand the situation, what is going on around. But to be honest, yes, I was thinking about this. I'm constantly thinking about, again, moving abroad alone. It's really hard to do in second time.
Radio Graffiti.